Hi, insect lovers. Welcome back. Well, not welcome back. Welcome to our first podcast in this series. I will be discussing podcasts from insects to art to almost anything. On today's topic, we have... Let me get my book. Here we go. We have the matter of taking care of something and trying to convince someone. Let me go in with trying to convince someone to buy something. If you're a young starter insect collector, I would suggest starting out with an ant farm and some ants because they're the easiest to take care of. I'd suggest getting a gel container because the gel, it'll have the nutrients for water and food, so you won't have to worry about that. And when they die, and you know, but eventually, like all things, they'll probably pass away. But when they do, if you keep them for longer than 2 years, that'll probably convince your parent or person that you're trying to convince to get it. Now, where to get it is what you want. I get all my insects and my toads and my almost anything from Josh's Frogs. It's a great company. And, you know, I 100% recommend you get it. And honestly, I think... that should be about that for those two. Now, we have the problem of people being worried about this, you know, insects. And, like, what's the best to start off with? I just said that, but, like, what's the best if you don't want to start with ants? What I suggest, if you want to go for, like, you know, spiders or anything, I suggest getting jumping spiders. They're not poisonous, and they need big containers, but you can use anything. And I don't think it should be hard to take care of them, you know. All you have to do is throw in, like, some Dubia cockroaches. Not big ones, like, I'd say small ones. And, yeah, I think that'd be a good one. But if you want to start out with something hardcore, I'd say go with a giant desert hairy scorpion. Because I think that would be the best starter if you're hardcore. But if you want to go for fishes, you're going to have to go to Petco for that. Because right now, I don't own any fishes. I own smooth-sided toad. And, you know, it's not bad. It's not a bad thing, you know. But this is going to be it for today's podcast. I really hope you guys liked it. And remember to tune in every day. I do it every day except for Sundays. And remember, guys, love insects.